Today's zikr with regards to virtues is very great and is very important. Alhamdulillah. This is Allah Ta'ala's fadl with the barakah of zikr. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives us such nights in which we, in those nights we sit and we remember Allah. This is the name of that thing that all year long us people, we stay connected to the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, to those who remember Him, never keeps them in loss. Never keeps them in loss, devoid of benefit. This night is a very great night. It is a very azim night. There are many fazail. We don't have time to go through the virtues that the day to come, the day of Ashura, which is called the day of Ashura. This is a very great day. So in this night precedes that day of Ashura. And in this night, there's an immense thawab reward Allah Ta'ala has put in this night. In one narration, it stated that person who in this night does ibadah, worships according to the capability, the tawfiq Allah Ta'ala gives to him to do ibadah, like Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, in this night, we are, say, halfway through the night now, and us people, with Allah's tawfiq, we are free from salah, the big salah, and Allah seated us in His dhikr, in His remembrance, in the assembly, in the form of an assembly, but which Allah says that I remember them in a better gathering than that. So how fantastic it will be that for us, that on Ashura, the night of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to this gathering of dhikr, Allah ta'ala remembers us. Amazing. This is the thawab reward that we cannot understand. We are not aware that how Allah Ta'ala gives and bestows His rewards on the insan, human being. This is all, mashallah, due to the sadaqah of the feet of our pious predecessors, due to the nisbah, the connection that an individual attains these things. So tonight, this night, that individual who does ibadah, who worships, and alongside that, in parallel, in the morning, in other words, the day of Ashura, he keeps the fast, then it's stated that in this death, which is the most severe occurrence or thing that will occur to a person, the time of death, the moment of death, there's no more severe time than that. With regards to that, we learn that after this amal in this night, if you do ibadah, if you worship, and tomorrow if you keep the fast, then after that, at the time of death, the death will come in such a way to that individual that he will not even realize that death has come to him. Subhanallah, what a great guarantee on this amal. And another unique reward, that those people on the day of Ashura, if they keep the fast, then equivalent to 10,000 angels, equivalent to 10,000 shuhada, martyrs, equivalent to 10,000 hajj and umrah, and equivalent to 60 years of worship, they get the reward. Subhanallah. What a great honor if we look at this. And on the day of Ashura, if the human being does some good deed, for example, if he breaks somebody's fast, assists somebody to break the fast, feeds someone to break the fast, in the hadith is stated that so much thawab reward he will attain, like the whole ummah Muhammadiyah he has assisted in breaking their fast. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And an orphan, if he puts his hand on the head of an orphan, putting the hand on the head of the orphan doesn't mean you look in the alleyway, the street, oh, look for an orphan, put your hand on your head. No, if you assist him, you have sympathy for the orphan, give a gift to an orphan, give some money to an orphan, assist the orphan with love and affection, you spend on that orphan, then especially today, tonight and tomorrow with regards to this, that on that day, if he does this on the day of Ashura, and a person, subhanAllah, look at the thawab, that all the hairs on the head of the orphan, equivalent to that, that individual will get the darajat, the levels in Jannah. SubhanAllah. So brothers, a great night this is. And tonight, the fazilat, the virtues of this night, for doing dhikr, to remember Allah, to do ibadah, to worship. This is that night that the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radiyallahu anhu, and his blessed honorable family, the offspring of Hazrat Fatima, the flowers, they were on the desert sand of Karbala, and this night they were fallen into sajda, prostration. They were immersed in ibadah. They were doing dua to Allah, pleading to Allah, because tomorrow was a big test for them. And in that test, that examination, they had to give everything. Everything they were to lose in that examination. For who? For what? Because haqqaniyat, for honesty, for humanity, they had to elevate that standard. And they had to present that difference. They had to revive Islam. And they had to explain the tariqah, that when Islam's boat is drowning, sinking, is in danger, then do not fear. Rather, it demonstrate Husainiyat at that time. Subhanallah. So such a great night, and this night such a big message had to come out, that Islam is revived after every Karbala. Subhanallah. And if we see the reality of Yazid, the death of Yazid, what was that really, genuinely? That was a demonstration to finish that, to eliminate that. That lying, the fraud, the deception, and contaminating the deen. When these things come, when this is Yazidiyat, and to finish this, to eliminate this, alhamdulillah, to spread humanity, to spread affection, just like Hazrat Hussein, he wanted to promote the true deen of his grandfather. Sympathy, love, affection, rada, other people, to respect them, to accommodate them, to have sympathy with them, to have high level akhlaq, and plundering, looting, murdering, not this. To show this Islam, that when such conditions arise, then Imam Hussein had to give the exam tomorrow. And in this exam, he had to lose everything. He had to revive the deen, make the deen come alive. This was that exhibition, that demonstration that had to be given to the ummah. And subhanallah, they did this that night. The sujood that they were in, his family, they were pleading and crying and pleading to Allah in the court of Allah. So much in the isolation, they were hungry, thirsty. So they weren't crying due to the fear of death. They weren't crying due to the fear of dying. Rather, the deen of their grandfather, they wanted to elevate that and to save the ummah, they were crying. They were crying for this reason. The ummah be saved from these wrong things. So my brothers, this is azeem, memorable night tonight. The thawab, we cannot imagine the extent of the thawab reward. There's no limit. So this is Allah's fadl, His grace, His mercy that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in these nights, in these days. He gives us the tawfiq to do amal, practice deeds, have courage, determination, try, make effort, that we may not get this next night. These words we may not get next time. These amal, try to practice them, implement them. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to do this. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين امين.